Tenali Bali.
It's time for a story. A time where we can journey to many places and meet different faces.
The Owl and the Chameleon by Shasha Siakamela. Once a tiger owl decided to travel all over the world. He traveled to many countries and eventually he landed in a part of South Africa called Limpopo. Here, the tiger owl became lonely because he had no friends. So he decided to travel across Limpopo to find friends and learn all about this new place. On his way, the tiger owl met a dung beetle.
"Hello, beetle,"
he said.
"I am a wise tiger owl. I have been traveling around the world, learning about different places. I came here to learn about Limpopo. Would you be my friend and tell me about yourself and Limpopo?"
"Oh, hello, Tiger Owl. I am Beetle. I feed on animals' dung, so that's why I'm called a dung beetle. Oh. This dung ball that I have rolled will be used as a nest for my eggs, and later it will be used to feed my children. I spend my days looking for cow dung, but I don't travel very far, so I can't tell you much about Limpopo. Maybe you should ask the weaver bird to help you."
The tiger owl thanked the beetle and said goodbye.
Bye.
Then he flew around until he saw an African weaver bird.
"Hello, weaver bird. Would you be my friend and tell me about yourself and about Limpopo?"
asked the tiger owl.
"I am very creative when I build my nest. It's complicated and needs a lot of work. I go out and collect lots of reeds and grass to weave my nest. But I can't really tell you more than that. The honey badger may be able to tell you more about Limpopo."
So, Tiger Owl thanked the weaver bird and said goodbye. Then he continued on his way until he came across a honey badger.
"Hello, honey badger. Would you be my friend and tell me all about yourself and about Limpopo?"
"Well, they call me honey badger because I love honey, but I do eat other things. I might be a small mammal, but I am fearless and I'm strong. I'm always on the lookout for honey. I love eating bee larva, so you can always find me raiding an African honeybee nest. And if you stay longer, I could take you with me on my honey hunt. There's not much else I can tell you. If you need to know more, why don't you go and ask the clever chameleon over there? He knows lots."
So, the tiger owl thanked the honey badger and said goodbye.
Bye.
Then he went in search of the chameleon. The tiger owl was just starting to feel sad about not finding a friend who could help him when he spotted chameleon.
"Hello, chameleon. I'm a wise tiger owl. I have been traveling around the world learning about different places. I came here to learn about Limpopo. Would you be my friend and tell me all about yourself and about this place?"
asked the tiger owl.
"Well, I'm Neo, the big African chameleon. My skin is special because it can change color. I can catch flies with my long, sticky tongue. Here in Limpopo, rains come in the summer, and then the plants change their color and become green. I can change color too, to green like the leaves. In autumn, the leaves change color to yellow and brown. Then my skin changes to look like the different colored autumn leaves."
The tiger owl had never met an animal whose skin could change color. He listened carefully as the chameleon continued.
The winters in Limpopo are dry, and so the forests look grey. Can you guess what colour I change into in winter? That's right, to a greyish colour to look just like the forest. In spring, the plants have flowers of all different colours. My skin can change to match almost all those colours.
The chameleon gave the tiger owl a friendly smile.
I have all the time in the world. I can be your friend. I do not travel very far, so you will always be able to find me easily.
The tiger owl was so relieved to find a friend who could help him learn about Limpopo. From that day, the tiger owl and the chameleon became best friends. And the tiger owl often visited the chameleon.
And so we come to the end of Nali Bali, told by Sindiwe Magona with Diane Simpson and Leon Fisser, produced by Leon Fenter. Did you know, reading and telling stories to children at home can help them become better learners at school? Stories also show children how different characters deal with challenges in everyday life. If you would like more stories to read to children, or for your children to enjoy on their own, visit www.nalibali.mobi on your cell phone, where you will find stories in various languages for free. You'll also find tips for reading and sharing stories with children to grow their potential. Look out for the Nali Bali newspaper supplement with great stories and activities available in major newspapers. You can also find Nali Bali on Facebook. Story Power. Bring it home.